Hi there. The word for you today is how to build a great marriage. In Ephesians 5 verse 22, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "Wives, understand and support your husbands." And then he addresses the men, "Husbands, go all out in love for your wives." Look, if you want a great marriage, you've got to work at it every day. The Bible gives us God's blueprint for one. Let me read it to you. Ephesians 5 verse 21 through 33, reading again from the Message. "Be courteously reverent to one another. Wives, understand and support your husbands in ways that show your support for Christ. The husband provides leadership to his wife in the way Christ does to his church, not by domineering, but by cherishing. So just as the church submits to Christ as he exercises such leadership, wives should likewise submit to their husbands. And husbands, go all out in love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring out the best in her. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor, since they're already one in marriage. No one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are part of his body. And this is why a man leaves father and mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one flesh. This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clearest to me is the way Christ treats the church, and this provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife, loving himself in loving her, and how each wife should honor her husband. And that is how to build a great marriage."